All right, this is the final story that concludes this part saga of, you know, Elle's at the job. And I guess you could call this chapter one, and really there's five parts to it. So, of course, the four parts are, you know, behind this podcast episode, but this is part five, and this is my story where I quit, right? So, you know, already Elle's at the job have taken place, you know, two dudes quit that day, and I'm thinking, all right, well, it is what it is. So, you know, I'm thinking my time's also up here. So what goes on, right, is I told these dudes, hey, and keep in mind, this isn't my podcast episode of I Quit. So honestly, it's just like, you know, I already explained the details, but I'll rehash them one more time. So I told these dudes I needed Tuesday and Thursday off, because Tuesday I was planning to do something important, and Thursday I needed that day off for said audition, right? So I'm doing, you know, my thing, right? And Tuesday, apparently, my guy, he couldn't make it, but Thursday he could. I was like, all right, fine, we'll settle on Thursday, right? And we had planned this like 2 weeks prior before his trip, so that made sense. So we had to reschedule. I was like, all right, fine, but just be aware, Thursday, you know, we're doing this, right? He's like, all right, cool. So Thursday, we're doing, you know, that thing, right? But we're in Wednesday. And I told my supervisor, I told my manager, hey, I need these days off. I can work the other days. That's just it, you know. I don't mind working Friday. I don't mind working New Year's Eve, okay? So there's like, okay, fine. Understanding, right? I'm thinking there's an understanding. And really, it's just, okay, so, you know, everything's good on the schedule. I've seen that schedule. It looked really good. You know, my days were right. And then someone slaps in on a new schedule, and then now I'm working Thursday, right? So keep in mind, this is the reason why I departed, and also just because the environment sucked ass, okay? Working in, you know, a greenhouse and all that, it just sucks, because all that air comes in, and it's like, outside is cold, inside it's even colder, so it's like, oh my god, this shit sucks. And, like, same for the heat. If it's hot outside, it's going to be hotter inside. So, it's like, damn, right? So, of course, you know, things aren't looking too good and all that. I was, like, thinking, you know what? I'm done. I'm not going to take this. I had to move two auditions, right? And actually, three. Sorry, my bad. I had to move three auditions around my work schedule. I had to miss those auditions, which would have, you know, helped me out. And then, of course, I got my friend who, you know, I want to see, right? And he's leaving tomorrow, keep in mind. And tomorrow is Monday. Today is Sunday that I'm telling this story again. So I'm thinking, you know what? I'm tired of this, you know? I'm not going to let myself be disrespected like this. It is what it is. So I just say to my boss, like, hey, can you see if anything can be done and all that? He's like, I'll try. And he does a call. Then he's like, hey, yo, come here. He's like, all right, so what's wrong? He's like, listen, I talked to them. They said there's nothing they can do and all this. Like, okay. Well, I mean, thanks. I really appreciate it. You know, I told the guy, hey, you know, you're a cool boss, all that. And honestly, he's just like, yeah, I told him, you know, you're going to be busy Thursday, but they still put you on the schedule for Thursday. It's like, yeah, someone goofed up, you know, and I'm pretty sure it could be my supervisor, but it was the person who did the scheduling. And keep in mind, the scheduling is done on a day-by-day basis, so no one even does it for like a good week, because apparently people can work on days and cannot work on days, right? But apparently I had a situation where I couldn't work on that day, and then they slapped me on a work day to work. No, not happening. So, I'm like, hey, you know what, thanks for your help and all that. He's like, no problem, I tried. He's like, I know you did, it's alright. So, it is what it is. I basically finished my shift up, right? And I was like, I'll just wait till 6 and all that. I clocked out at 6, so I'm like, alright, I'll see y'all dudes later, you know, maybe as a customer. Y'all take care, happy new year. That's really it. And I was just like, done. So, really, 5 L's in 2 weeks. It is what it is, but sometimes you just can't let people disrespect you like that, you know. I told him my times that I was available to work and the times I worked, because I had, you know, I have a job, not a job outside of work, but I have a life outside of work, you know. I'm young. I got, you know, time. And honestly, I should be living my life. But to these guys, just like, you know, work. It's like, not happening. So honestly, I said, fuck it, and I'm done. And that was the fifth L at the job. And this concludes the L's at the job saga, the chapter, the first chapter anyway. So there's that. So I will see y'all in the next one. And until then, it's your boy Tex Texas. Make sure no one disrespects you in your time. And I'll see y'all later. Peace out.